This is Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie.
She's still just waking up. The lovely Miss Carrie Ward from the DAV is
She
here.
Needs coffee. That's what the problem
I know.
Is.
I actually had my coffee already, so I...
It didn't work.
You need airline coffee. You know, what they don't drink, they use as paint stripper.
Radio station coffee. It's been around since last week.
Well, in our case, it had been around since last year.
Yeah, exactly. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's Friday.
It is day 5. I can't believe it's so fast.
Oh. Guess what's going on this afternoon? We got to mention
airplanes flying?
Yeah, after
no.
that.
Oh. No after airplanes that. Flying? What?
Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
Woo!
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Well, today, actually, Friday is my favorite day of the year, every year.
That's your birthday, right?
No, I already had my birthday. That was on Monday.
That was Monday.
That was Monday.
Wait
but
a minute. You
have another one.
You wished her a happy birthday, I hope.
I did.
Okay.
You both did, so you're covered. You're covered.
We're good.
So thank you.
Thank you.
But today, Friday, even though Monday was my birthday, Friday is my favorite day because it's our Salute to Veterans Day.
Yeah.
So we actually just heard a minute ago during the break that we do have the Parade of Veterans that starts. It's going to be mustering over in Warbird Alley right around 1 o'clock to start our parade, and then should be concluding in Boeing Square around 1:30.
So if you're a veteran, just show up.
Yeah, just show up. We'd love to have you, and it's a remarkable way for us to be able to say thank you.
Okay.
So
I like that.
Me.
Yeah, and then later on, I know you both mentioned the Big Bad Voodoo Daddy concert.
That's right. Can't wait.
Yeah, me neither.
You had him here 2 years ago?
2 years
we
ago.
Did. We did.
They put on one heck of a show.
You know, my favorite part about them coming out is to see all the people dance.
Yeah, she saw me dance and probably didn't stop laughing for a week.
It's a YouTube moment, too. It's
I
disturbing.
Wasn't going to go that route. At least not, you know, saying I was going that
it's
route.
It's not on the air, yeah.
You know, maybe a little bit of that.
Come on, Carrie. How many years have you known us?
A few.
Exactly. Roll with it.
Well,
if
of
you
course.
Feel to do
you know,
it,
everybody
do
has
it.
Their cross to
so
bear.
So I have your permission, then, to take some video and be posting
sure,
that?
Absolutely.
Sure.
All
what
right, game on.
Game on.
Game
uh-oh,
on.
Uh-oh.
Just remember nice. One important thing.
We can do the same thing.
That's right.
Ooh.
See?
Just got interesting.
There's the
yeah.
No.
Anyway.
But Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, actually, just before the concert starts, we're really excited to welcome back the Honor Flight. We have a great group of Vietnam veterans who have gone up to Washington, D.C., and this is, again, just a terrific way for all of us to gather and give them a much-needed thank you and welcome back home.
Now, they flew out of here earlier this morning?
They did.
Wow. We didn't hear it.
Well, you must have been sleeping.
Me? Yeah.
What time did they leave out this morning?
About 7 o'clock.
We were awake.
Yeah, we were. Well, whatever. We're clueless.
Yeah, that's for sure. They put us in one of the corners of Air Venture here.
Yeah.
There's been no airplanes flying, so, you know.
It is hard to miss a 737.
Yeah, and they're due back right before the concert.
Right before the concert. They're slated right now for 6:15, although it's really just weather dependent, and we'll be updating just before the concert as well.
So the Honor Flight, they get a free trip from here to Washington, D.C.,
mm-hmm.
and then they get shuttled over to the wall, the Vietnam
they do.
Memorial?
They do.
And then brought back.
It's a very moving experience for a lot of folks. I know with some of our disabled American veterans that we have helped out at our display have been on the trip a few times, and they just come back, and it's really, really moving to see and to hear about what their experience was like. A lot of them, you know, have never been before, and so it's really great for them to go and see. And
yeah, you think about it, a lot of them from the Western Coast probably never have made the trip
exactly.
to D.C.
Exactly.
Did they get the full can of soda? On the plane.
Funny.
It's always my pet peeve, but anyway.
But we're, again, you know, some of our folks from DAV have gone up, and we're really excited about that. DAV is a really great organization. I know you both saw, I posted on Facebook last night.
Yes, I did see that.
We had a gentleman come over because he had heard us talking on the radio yesterday, and it was really great to hear that. He said, you know, it's a little rainy, so he was listening to the radio.
He came over to tell you to get rid of us. That's what it was, I'm sure. What are you doing with
those
guys?
I omitted that part.
Yeah,
but,
thank you.
He came over, he was a veteran himself, and he came over because his granddaughters had lost their father, unfortunately. And so he'd never heard of DAV before, and so he came over, stopped by, and wanted to know what benefits and services he could receive for his granddaughters. What was really great is DAV, again, it's Disabled American Veterans, but a lot of people get a stigma when you come up with disabled. They say, well, I'm not disabled.
Right.
And while that's very, very true, if you ever see on our flight suits or any of our, you'll see our truck and trailer display out at Boeing Square tonight. You'll see the big bright green. It's called night vision green. It's a big night vision green V, and it's supposed to stand for veteran because it's for every single veteran. So DAV can help veterans whether you're injured or not, basically. They can help you get through some paperwork or find some help, you know, even just getting back in the workforce. So
okay. That's very good to remember.
Yeah.
You've been getting a lot of response up there?
Oh, man, yeah. We sure have. You know, we've had quite a few different aircraft this week, which is pretty exciting. We started the week out with a P-51 Mustang, always a nice classic to start with. And then we moved over to the F-4, something that was really cool. You know, Troy told the story the other day of the guy came by and hugged the F-4.
Yeah.
So we thought that was pretty neat. We actually have a photo of that up as well.
You know, speaking of the F-4s, I was reading last night that both of the airplanes that are here will be destroyed by the end of the year, they're saying.
They are.
What?
Yep.
I need an F-4.
So do I. You've got a better driveway than I do.
Fold up to fit in the trailer?
We had, knowing that was the case, we had quite a few people coming up and asking who owned the airplane. And, right. You know, when we tell them it's the United States Air Force, they went, wait, what? I thought these were decommissioned. Well, it's a comeback story, you know, like a phoenix rising from the ashes. The F-4 came back. But it was here, and we may not see it again, unfortunately.
The DAV needs to make a pitch to buy one of those.
Oh, my gosh. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah. Right up until fuel and maintenance.
Well, oh, man.
You had to ruin it. The dream was there.
The dream was there, yeah.
You know, everybody dreams of having a Phantom until they get the bill for it.
Yeah.
But now I understand you're also getting an A-10.
We had the A-10 yesterday.
That airplane is so ugly, it's cool.
It's very cool. Very, very cool. We had the pilot Lobo was over there all day answering questions, and he was a great, great sport. Just, you know, holding his umbrella the whole time waiting, But he did a great
Pilots
job.
Pilots don't hold umbrellas. You know, no. They just get wet.
Of course.
One of the things that you've never mentioned that I saw over there that I really liked is you had a couple of airplane posters there, DAV airplane posters, and you had the signatures of all the veterans that came over there, and they were full. It was completely, both of these posters.
Isn't that
and
neat?
They're good-sized posters. They're like, standard poster size, 2x3 or whatever it is.
24x18.
24x18, thank you.
But who's counting?
And they're completely...
I don't make posters or anything.
They're completely covered.
Completely covered.
Completely
with
covered.
Signatures. Completely covered.
You know, we have those posters, and again, we're going to be down at Boeing Plaza this afternoon or all day today up until the concert. And we do have those two posters. They're two really cool posters. They display some of the aircraft that we have with us this week. And we do invite everybody to come by and give us an opportunity to say thank you for your service and check out all the different signatures on there. You can see the years people have served. You can check out where they served, what unit they served with. And every so often, you'll find somebody who finds somebody they know on those posters, which is always really cool.
That is cool.
Yeah.
That is cool.
Well, AirVenture
does
that, though.
What do you do with those posters now? Do they get displayed at DAV headquarters or something?
Oh, that's a great question. So we take posters to each different air show that we go to. And these ones, again, they're specific to AirVenture. What we do is we usually give them to, since we're typically over at Warbird Alley, we usually give one of the posters to somebody over at Warbird Alley, and they hang it up in a place of honor. So it's a nice place. Anybody who visits not during summer can go check out as well and see all the veterans who were here for 2016 AirVenture.
Very cool. Very cool.
Yeah.
I like that idea. I do that with air show posters. I get the performers to sign. It comes.
Yeah, we
really
need bigger
nice
houses.
Keepsake.
That's the problem.
Yeah, there you go.
You guys have been doing it a few years? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, just a few.
Yeah, I've got a tube of ones I don't even have room to hang.
Yeah, me too.
But that's really neat that you guys have that.
Yeah.
Well, it's also neat that DAV puts that out there and people, you know, they have the Sharpies and everything there. And
hey, since they're decommissioning those airplanes, you should have the veterans sign the airplanes.
Well, we don't have the F-4 with us anymore.
Darn. Get it back.
Is it
I can't
still
exactly
here?
Speak for the Air Force, so...
Yeah, they might be a little upset, but who cares? They're going to crunch them anyway.
Yeah, I know they were talking about actually moving the F-4s out either yesterday or today, so I'm not sure if they were able to get them out yesterday, but you'll still see some... you'll still see the A-10s around, and then over at the stage today, it's the 100 years, it's the centennial of the U.S. Coast Guard. So we've got quite a few really neat Coast Guard aircraft over there, including a bright yellow helicopter.
Yes, we were just talking to the pilot.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. earlier, he was saying, where's EAA radio? So I was pointing him in the right direction. There, so glad go. To hear
thank
he
you
made
for
it.
Doing
yeah.
that.
Kerry, there's one other thing you have to realize about a yellow helicopter. The yellow ones go faster.
Yeah. Is that what it is?
Yes. Yes.
Is that what he told you?
Yeah. No, that's
yellow.
What I told him.
It works
with the Honda motorcycles and it works with the Honda jet, so it's got to work for that helicopter too. The yellow
nice.
Ones always go faster.
Mystery solved. Yep. That's why it's yellow.
It explains a lot, doesn't it?
I guess.
That's why life is now complete.
If you're going for a speed record out there, people, paint it yellow. It helps.
All right. Noted here.
Oh, my
here.
Goodness. Yes. Anything. So, Big Bad Voodoo Donnie, anything. What else you got going?
Well, like I mentioned, we do have the Parade of Veterans, which is mustering again in Warbird Alley right around 1 o'clock. And we are going to walk down the flight line, wave to all the people, allow them to say
a proper parade wave before you leave?
Of course. It's the princess wave.
That's right.
That's exactly right.
And I won't go any further down that no. road.
I just wish this were TV so everyone could see you guys doing the princess wave. There we go.
Well, you do have the webcam.
Webcam. All right. Nicely done.
There you go.
And for those of you who don't have access to the webcam, look at your radio real
abscess?
Hard.
Yeah.
Access.
Access.
One of them.
Anyway, we've been speaking with Miss Kerry Ward of the DAV.
Yes.
You're at the Warbird Alley now, but you're moving to Boeing Plaza.
We're already over at Boeing Plaza.
Boeing Plaza.
We are over there today. We will be there throughout the Big Bad Voodoo Daddy concert. And then tomorrow morning, we are expected back over in Warbird Alley. And I believe we're going to have a Super Hornet over there.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
So,
hey, I'd like one of them. Christmas isn't that far away.
I know. Well, it's just my birthday. Does that mean I get to pick which
Phantom.
One I want?
Yes.
Look, I'll tell you what. You get the keys for it, and I'll fly it.
There you go. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.